When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BT and Sal back on the Fan. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. What about the contract itself, BT, with the opt-outs? We talked a lot about that. Even with this, like, for me, it's fine. Soto can opt out after the fifth year. If he chooses to opt out, so be it. See you later. You get five of his best years guaranteed. He wants to go get more money elsewhere? Fine, let somebody else pay it. Or he could receive an extra $4 million raise per season, which is just crazy. But I think even that part of the deal favors the Mets as well. Like, you're not worried about losing him after 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
If he chooses to leave or opt out after five, see you. The same way basically the Yankees would have told Garrett Cole with that opt out. See you later.
You'd almost sign up for that.
Yeah, you'd rather.
Because then you could just kind of take that money and reallocate it somewhere else. Not that you want him to leave at the age of 32 because he'll still be really, really good. But at that point, a bit of a diminished asset, certainly more so defensively and on the bases. And you would have paid for, I think, what's going to equate to the absolute apex of his prime. Yeah, I mean, we don't know, and I would like to know this from my perspective. Because right now, let me address this from Yankee Hal perspective, okay? I'm fine with Hal. I'm cool. Like, I don't feel any ill will towards Hal Steinbrenner. No, there was a thought, like, would he man up or step up financially? And I always assumed in this case that he would, because he's done it before. You know, whether it was Garrett Cole or Sabathia back in the day in 09 to set that up and to share. He has spent some money, and obviously retaining Judge and taking on Stanton when he had a gazillion dollars left on that deal at the age of 27. So I thought that Hal would always be in the neighborhood. Hey, listen, it's just a little more creative from a Mets perspective. No deferred money, a $75 million signing bonus, which is not taxable. This could potentially reach $800 million, as Sal just chronicled. If he opts out after the five, the Mets can retain him like Garrett Cole. So it just seems like maybe the Mets were a little smarter here.
Yeah.
Because by all accounts, I just saw something from Andy as well, and I heard him last night. SNY did a good job watching
it. Andy Martino was first, right?
I don't know if he was first.
He was first on my timeline. I think he beat Heyman.
I don't think Andy broke the story. Andy didn't
break
the story.
I think he did.
Did he really? Either way, I mean, I don't get wrapped up in that, but Andy's good and John's good.
Right.
But I think that the tone, the tenor, like the momentum completely flipped, and I think it's because Cohen got a little more financially creative. It looked like Soto wanted to go back, or at least was, you know, not that he was driven by the Yankee pinstripes, but it seemed like he had a deal. And then Cohen kind of flipped things a bit. So what I need that answer. I need to know, did the Yankees offer a signing bonus? What was it? What was the disparity? Any opt-outs? You know, that I know. I need to know. But right now, I'm okay with Hal. It sucks losing him.
Where were you when you found out? How did that go?
I was laying in bed.
And how'd you, people texting or social media?
Well, I will say, go to your timeline. Can you, because go to your timeline here. So
my Twitter feed, you say?
Go to your Twitter feed. Yours.
Yeah.
Because there was one tweet from you, and my son kept asking me. I said, I think we're going to get it tonight, Colt. I think we're going to get it tonight.
Oh, poor Colt.
Yeah, you know, at least 20.
No, I do. Well, because I was thinking, like, man, Soto's going to be a Met by the time Colt's driving. I swear that crossed my mind today.
Did you really think about that?
Projecting 15 years out.
Yeah.
Man, oh, I feel bad for Colt.
Good God.
But Uncle Sal might get him a Mets jersey.
The Mets.
Hey, ask,
let's go Mets.
Ask Colt if Uncle Sal can get him a Soto Mets jersey for Christmas.
Well, listen, he's got a Roger Clemens jersey, number 22.
Okay, so which one?
I tweeted something at one point, and it was...
First thing I said was told you.
No, before that. Before it broke.
Oh, that was going to be on with... Oh,
that you were like...
Let's go, I'm ready?
Yes.
This is Martino. That was a couple hours before. That must have been at 7:30.
When you tweeted that, I'm like, all right, it's a little brazen. It's almost like... I knew you didn't know like what was going to happen, but it was a confident foreshadow, I thought.
I was ready to meet my maker. and at the time, to be honest with you, I portrayed that confidence, but inside I was like... Sick. Like, oh, God, here we go. Martino, the thing that made me tweet that was Martino said Soto's situation appears to be coming to a head this evening.
Then I started seeing that from a lot of people. We're going to get this tonight. I was watching the MLB Network and, you know, in between the football game a little bit, just laying in bed, kids are down, whatever. And I'm watching, and I think it was recorded. And at one point, though, everybody said Mets. And I'm like, what? They all picked the Mets. I'm like, what? What's going on here? So I started getting a little nervous. And then when it broke, I was just like, Jen's like, oh, are you okay? I'm like, yeah, I'm good. I'm like, it sucks. I'm like, I'm going to have to deal with this little thing tomorrow. And the Mets fan's going to be up my behind. Like, you know, and it's all good. But listen, I wanted him to stay. I wanted him to stay. But understand one thing. I'm far from broken. Maybe you know that.
Oh, you're unkillable. I know that. But, I mean, if the Jets can't break you, the Yankees certainly won't.
Well, exactly. Yeah. And you know that because this is not me saying like, oh, I need him. And then, you know, for months I need him. They can't win without him. And then all of a sudden me coming in today saying, oh, they'll be fine. No, I'm not saying they'll be fine. They got a lot of work to do. And just like Adama signed with the Giants, if Walker stays or goes somewhere, like, there's no guarantee. Yankee fans I know are waiting. Like, oh, the three or four pieces are coming. They might. They might not.
Right.
So until they come, understand that this is very fluid and very much up in the air. But I do believe that the Yankees will be a playoff team because I think they'll make enough moves to put them there. But it's not going to feel the same because a Soto at bat is a Broadway show.
You and I did not text last night at all. Mm-hmm. I was laying low.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was up. I was wired, dude. I was doing all these things.
I couldn't sleep.
Yeah, I
could not sleep.
They asked me to go on Rico, and I'm thankful for that. And then we live found out I was with Evan and Hoff and Loogie together.
I saw the video for that. That was actually pretty cool.
So that was fun. That was round 10. Then I did the. Then I came on the fan with Ricky Ricardo.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Yeah. Then I did SNY, a special show hit. Then I did my regular hit that I was supposed to do with the 11 o'clock. So I couldn't sleep. And then I was like, I got to just tweet BT.
Yeah.
You saw that one?
I didn't see it till this morning.
Okay, I figured.
I didn't see it till it was something like, are you still up, BT? Or are you still up? Something like that?
Can't sleep. You up?
Yeah.
At BT?
Yeah. First of all, I was not. What did you expect me to write back? Yeah,
no, nothing. It was more like
just let the world know that you won this one. That's basically what it was.
Oh, just can't talk to anybody. Everybody's sleep. By the way, my wife, she legit got ticked at me.
You woke up the baby.
Well, because Sammy's bedroom is right next to my office.
Yeah.
So I'm yelling and screaming, we've got Soto on the podcast. I'm yelling at Ricky King Cole has delivered. Yelling at SNY, I told you this is going to happen. She comes in and goes, shut up. You're waking the baby up.
I'm like, she says.
The Mets got Soto. And then again this morning. Yeah, what do you want me to do?
Hey, listen, this one. Usually I'm on her side.
Yeah.
I'm on your side with this one.
Keep going. I mean, I'm working here. Yeah. And number one. So then this morning she goes, and I thought she was legit. It shows you how dumb I am. She's like, did the Mets get Soto? Or where'd Soto sign?
What?
I go, he's with the Mets. Come on. She goes, yeah, I know. I heard you yelling it all night.
Okay. She's being facetious. Oh, man.
Yeah, BT.
Hey, there was a time to deal with the wrath. Last night was a pretty good time to deal with the wrath. Because you don't really care what she says at that point.
Right.
Yeah, great. Fantastic, honey.
I'll take it a step further. You leave.
Is it just me or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and rewatch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's PHILO.TV to start watching. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
And there's a door! The Mets got stop, I'll make stop, that trade! Stop. Vinny's call from Wayne, New Jersey.
Come on.
What's up? No, just kidding, just kidding. Vinny?
Hey, guys. How you doing, guys?
Hey! What's up, Vin?
Hey, guys. Former employee of an NL East team here in the scouting department. I want to give a completely different perspective that I think a lot of people are missing and give a little redirection of the frustration for Yankees fans. This was the largest contract in MLB history. The amount of analytical data going into this decision is unfathomable. Boris and his team, they have information that we've never even seen before. The fact that Juan Soto picked the Mets over the Yankees tells me one thing plain and simple. They truly believe that the Mets have a better chance to win a World Series over the next 15 years than the Yankees. Frustrations against Soto should be redirected towards Yankees management, plain and simple. They put a lot of data and a lot of thought into this process, and it shows me simply, plain and simple, that they don't have confidence in Yankees management to make the right moves besides Soto to put a winning club and win a World Series.
Well, Vinny, think about this. First of all, it's a very interesting take and good call. Appreciate it. Thank you for the call. Now, if you're Juan Soto and you've got access to all the data and analytics, which he obviously does, now you've got to look at the next layer. All right, is Steve Cohen going to own the Mets for a long time? The answer obviously appears yes. And I think Hal's going to own it probably forever too, somebody in the Steinbrenner family. But then you get to the manager. All right, Boone's brought back. You think Aaron Boone is the manager in 3, 4, 5 years? I don't. I mean, there's a lot of whispers that Cashman's going to get ready to transition after 2 years and hang him up. Okay. Mendoza just got here. David Stearns just got here. So where is there more stability? It's with the Mets
right now. I agree with that, and I think you could see this coming. And you and I have had this debate. I remember having it with Spike when he was here, and we were in the meeting. He's basically like minimizing it, kind of laughing the idea that I said I think the Mets are about to cross paths.
Well, that's your first mistake. We love Spike, but having a debate about baseball with Spike.
I know. Well, you're right, but I remember him not taking it seriously. I'm like, no, I'm not saying this because I'm a Mets fan. I'm saying it because I believe it. Where it changed for me, and this is the truth, I'm not going to get into the details of it because it was an off-the-record thing, but I had a, and I think I've told you about this off the air, but years ago, I had a meeting with someone who was a higher up with the Mets organization, and it was explained to me where the takeover was going to happen. I referenced saying, like, if I could buy stock in the Mets, that was the quote that the person told me. If you could buy stock in a team right now, the Mets would be the team. And you could see the path. Look, the Yankees have a lot of money invested in older players. Yes, Stanton eventually come off the books. LeMayu, too. Judge is 33. Like, that's a lot of money there.
Yeah, but at this point, it doesn't look like a bad contract.
But it's going to age.
He's still the best player in baseball, but he's going to be old
soon. And it's still not a bad contract, but with Hal talking about the reluctancy to spend, you mentioned it with Cashman, who may be willing to look at a transition soon. Boone, who knows? You can see how the future is not clear and bright. Now, does that mean that the Yankees won't win a World Series sooner than the Mets? Absolutely not. Who knows? Like, even with that being the case, they still got to the World Series a year ago, the Yankees did, so they could have easily won that World Series. But the point is, it just feels like the Mets have a better, more clear, more financially stable future than the Yankees.
We'll never know the answer to this. I know we got to get a break. We'll come back, get all these calls. If the Yankees, they wound up at 16 years, 760, and again, don't know about the signing bonus, if they would have offered 16 years, $700 million during the season. You think he gets it done?
I think he was going to free agency.
I tend to agree.
Yeah.
I tend to agree.
BT and Sal on the Fan. We'll continue with your calls on this historic day in New York sports. Juan Soto leaves the Yankees to sign with the Mets.